Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And I really believe what we were talking yesterday about the power of God, that the kingdom of God is not about mere talk, but it's about power. And though the words are true, people need evidence of the power of God when you're ministering to them. If Jesus said, God in the flesh, if he said, if you don't believe what I'm saying, at least believe the evidence of the miracles. Mm-hmm. I mean, if God said that and he wasn't offended that that had to happen, who were we to even say, you know, need some evidence?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, here we are, that the power of God being poured out from believers, when we realize that the kingdom of God is within us and we just step out by faith, and we're going to talk about today, you know, the regrets of living safe. It's the opposite happens in your life. And that it has to be loosed from inside of you. The kingdom has to be loosed and carried. I mean, think, this is how humble God is. This is this awesome God who could just, you know, move his finger and wipe us out. But he's madly in love with us. And he's making himself known to us if we'll listen. And he wants to forgive us. That here he was, he loved us and he wanted to have a relationship with us. But the only way that could happen is if he offered up his own son. So he sends his son, who was born of a virgin, to live and walk on this earth for 33 years. He lived, he ministered. He did all these signs, wonders, and miracles and everything we read in the Gospels and the powerhouse ministry of Jesus. And then he dies, he's raised from the dead, and he's with the Father now. But he leaves that in the hands of men to write about it.
Mm.
You know, most of us will go, well, let me write the book, because you're not going to get this right. Your viewpoint is going to be totally different. And God, the creative universe, who's holding everything together, said, or didn't, by his actions, okay, you just observe what I'm saying and doing and write about it. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was under the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
But we still can mess that up. I don't know if y'all noticed that or not.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, an unction means, you know, Brother King used to tell me, it means God grabbing you by the scruff of the neck and telling you got to go. And, but entrusted to men, the gospel of salvation, to write about it, to communicate to us that this is how it happened. I mean, is that why? Because he says, you know, very specifically that, you know, that I don't testify about myself, he said. I mean, he says, I think it's in John chapter 5, verse 31 to 32, he says, if I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is valid. But you think about it. He could have written 1,000 books, you know. He could have just like, okay, typewriters aren't invented yet, but we're going to have a pop in a word processor, whack this thing out. Or he could have just told some angels, type it up. Get it done, mm-hmm. Get it to them. Sort of like the Mormons think it happened, you know, the Egyptian golden tablets. And but he didn't. He didn't do that. And because and today everybody's about self-promotion. They're trying to promote themselves. And they're trying to network and promote themselves. And it's all about the only person that's given a witness of them is them. And it's like, you know, show me some evidence. I know that you clicked and said that, you know, you're on Facebook, you said you're friends, but are you really friends? I mean, can they testify about your life?
Mm.
This is what I used to say in the sheriff's department when I was a deputy, was that, you know, that you want to be able to, you got to have witnesses that know your life, mm-hmm. that can testify about your character and all that, because you're constantly being put on a witness stand and all that. And we're working with men, and we'd always say, listen, is there enough, do you have enough friends in your life to carry your casket? It takes 6 pallbearers to be able to carry a casket. Can you name 6 people today that would carry your casket?
Outside of your friends, I mean, outside of your family.
Outside the obligatory crew.
Right.
Yeah, got to carry it. Yeah. And think about it, that there should be people that you're living your life around that can testify that you know, you're a talker or a walker. I mean, it's doing the same situation. And Jesus didn't even testify of himself. He said, if I, in another part he talks about, he says, if I did testify, it'd be accurate, but I'm not going to do it. He let God do it, and he let men do it. And God did it through his Spirit, giving these men an unction, you know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, four men.
All right.
You know, I think I was, oh my goodness, you know.
Amazing.
And so I just want to encourage you to embrace humility. Embrace humility and live your life in such a way. Let God be the one that that promotes you. He is, that's where promotion comes from. And be okay with being, you need to be low anyway. Keep your head low and Lord high. But understand, you don't want to be promoted before your time. It could cost you your head. I mean, think about this. God is working individually in everyone's lives. And he has an orchestra he's playing, and you need to play your flute or your saxophone at the same time. When he says now, that's when you play it. You don't, you got a saxophone, you just don't start riding over everybody else. You start messing up the orchestra. Mm-hmm. But understand, it might not make sense, but God could have somebody that he has doing something that they will do that in the season for, you know, 2 or 3 years, 10 years or a decade. And all of a sudden that will be over. He says, now it's time. And then he would just loose that next gift on the body and in the world. And Joseph proves that when you look at Joseph's life. I mean, Joseph, he was just faithful to his father and doing what he was told. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, he heard the voice of God. It just rocked the world. It changed everything. He heard the voice of God. God spoke to him in his sleep. Mm-hmm. And he was pumped about it. And I don't know if he shared it too soon.
A little too pumped about it.
Yeah, I guess, you know. And brothers don't like to hear, oh, you'll be bowing down to me. You know, and needless to say, what they meant for evil, God worked it out for good. But it does make you wonder, you know, could the journey been different? And or when Paul, I mean, think about Paul, when he was talking about humility, understanding even in all that, God spoke to Joseph. And it looked like, wow, this thing's going to happen. But then there was a whole process that he had to trust God in as he was going through that. And at just the right time, when he didn't even want it, he was promoted to the second, basically president of Egypt. And he was running Egypt. Yeah. And that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Today, he's like, man, we sure need a Christian over Egypt. Yeah. A Jew.
That'd be good.
A Jew was the president of Egypt.
Yeah.
That's what happened. A Jew was president of Egypt. And they knew he was a Jew.
Yeah.
And promoted him there. And you can so understand that Jesus trusted the Father and allowed him to testify of Jesus and his Spirit, you know, to give people drawings and unctions to begin to write and recall and all that. And it's like, think about this. How much easier it's going to be for you when you stop promoting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have so much free time to be able to minister and love but it's just amazing. I just want to encourage you today. I mean, that's just amazing to me that God, the creator, you understand, everything you see and don't see, he created, sent his son. So here he's this huge price he's giving for us, this huge price Jesus is laying down for us, but he leaves it in the hands of men to write about it.
Also humility, when you think about it, I mean, it can teach so many of us, right?
Right.
In the church at large, you see a lot of people just looking for prominence and stage, and it's like, Jesus wasn't even concerned about it. I mean, that's just kind of it's mind-boggling that the Son of God would come and the importance of what he did on the face of this earth and what he did for us as mankind, and he didn't even write it dead. Yeah. He allowed the ones he was ministering to.
For 3 years.
Three years to write it.
Yeah.
You know, of course, in the unction of the Holy Spirit, like we said, but still, I mean,
well, we can mess that up. We've proven that's possible to have the unction of the Holy Spirit and mess that up.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Lord, forgive. We will never bring ourselves up. Lord, it's like, wait a minute. That
right.
Is just...
And the whole thing is that we are into promotion, but it's not self-promotion. It's a promotion of Jesus and his kingdom.
Yes.
And somebody, you know, says, well, you know, you're real aggressive about it. Yeah. There's going to be a day we're going to face God. We want that's what we're supposed to be doing. Not we're supposed to be denying ourselves and promoting Jesus.
That's
you know,
right?
That's right.
We have all those talents, but they're not to be used on us. They're to be used on advancing the kingdom of God. Exactly. And just amazing. Just I want to encourage you. I mean, if God entrusted men to write down his message to us. I mean, think about that. That's amazing. No videos, no pictures. I mean, men they're gonna write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Scratch it out.
And the amazing thing is how accurate they were when they wrote it. But he still entrusted men, flawed men, to be able to, men that he just had to give his son so they could be in relationship with, men that needed a savior, men that were fallen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They weren't like Jesus. And so it's just amazing to me, you know, when God's just revealing that to me, just like, wow. I mean, you know, obviously Pat trusts God like that, but you know, we got to really just kind of let it go, right?
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.